on the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been, seeing things that I may never see again.
Big Red Machine Radio for Monday the 17th of September. We're looking back on a road weekend for your Ultimate Windows Billingham Stars. Two games away from the Forum Ice Arena, and two very successful games it was too. Saturday, a road trip to the Dumfries Ice Bowl, taking on the Solway Sharks in Northern Cup, and returning with a 5-4 overtime win. And on Sunday, a trip down to the National Ice Centre in Nottingham to play in league action, and taking a 6-2 win from the Nottingham Lions. On Saturday then, 5-4, as we say, in overtime. A battling performance from the Stars, down 2-0 and 3-1 at one point. But goals from Kevin Boyd on the power play, two from Michael Elder, Kane Taylor and Chris Sykes with the overtime winner, timed at 63-49. 33 saves in net from James Flavel, and Stars levelling the game just 59 seconds from time at 4-4. And then Sykes popping up, assisted by Edgar Prochenko with the OT winner. So that's the 2 points in the cup coming back to Billingham from Saturday. And post-game on Saturday, Stars media team Carol White spoke to both coaches. First of all, Martin Grubb, and then Billingham's bench coach. It's Gary Dowd.
Post-game in the Vasilenko suite with head coach Martin Grubb. A 5-4 loss in overtime after never being behind in the whole game. It's a tough one to take.
Yes, very much so. But you can't make the mistakes we made. We made way too many mistakes. I think when we went 2-0 up in the first period, I think too many players thought that it was going to be similar to last season, and that we would go on and we'd win the game. And you know, the Stars have had a good start to the season. They've got that renewed focus, I think, and a new attitude, and they never gave up, and I told the players that they would never stop working regardless, and they got an early goal in the second, and for there I thought they worked harder than us, and that's the most disappointing thing for me at home. We should never get outworked, and you know, I guess we're kind of used to squeaking through in these one goal games, and we've got to learn because we're on the wrong side here tonight.
Well, it's fairly early in the season still. Both teams have got a lot of new faces. The Stars are learning from a new coach as well. So is it a case of maybe just feeling your way a little in these opening weekends?
Yeah, I mean, I think both teams, there's definite improvements to be made. I know both teams were short for various reasons tonight, and some key guys, especially, I know for us offensively, and you know, like guys like Mossy and Carl Davies are big misses to the Stars, you know, and I guess for them it's adapting to the new systems, but they're fighting for spots, and for us it's about trying to find some. I think we're struggling on chemistry right now. We've got some new guys, we've went two forwards when we've never went that way before, and there's flashes that it works and then there's flashes that it doesn't work, and I think both teams will definitely get better, and I've no doubt they'll serve up some more games that are high scoring and exciting like they did tonight.
Well, as you say, we do tend to get these games between ourselves that are the odd goal between us, and tonight I think the fans have had a real treat anyway, even if the coaches are perhaps not too happy.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably a coaching nightmare for both sides. Gary was probably wondering what was going on at times, and obviously myself, there was definite disappointment there, but ultimately the game's about entertainment, it's about getting bums on seats, and like you say, both these teams seem to serve up good hockey games every time they play. There's mistakes, there's good hockey, and I guess that's what makes it exciting. And obviously, as I say, we're disappointed with the result, but we've got to get back on the horse tomorrow. We've got to go to a difficult place in Whitley, and we've got to try and get some league points.
Yeah, everybody's stepped up again across the league. The league gets tougher and tougher every season. There's no easy games, and like you say, you've got to go Hillheads tomorrow, which isn't the best rink to go to, let's say, and try and get some league points.
Yeah, I mean, you're 100% right. The league itself, I think it's great for the fans. I think it's great generally for hockey, because everybody's getting better. The British players are definitely getting better. I think the quality import is improving, and it's improving the league. obviously the entertainment value for the fans is great. And then for us, I guess like we're the same as every team. For us, it's now about trying to win games, trying to get ourselves into a nice little groove and a bit of consistency. And there's probably, apart from that massive hill in Blackburn last week, there's no tougher rink to go than Whitley. But we'll have to dust ourselves down, we'll have to go there with a game plan, we'll have to be focused and try and execute our system, and hopefully by the end of the night we're coming out successful.
Well, you get to see the Stars another 5 times at least this season, so I'm sure we'll speak again soon, and it's been a pleasure.
Look forward to it, thank you.
Post-game with bench coach Gary Dowd after an overtime victory in Dumfries Ice Bowl, 5-4 against Solway Sharks. It's a place that we don't often come out with a win, but somehow we've managed to get the win with the only time we've had our noses in front the whole evening.
Yeah, very much so. It is nice to go away with Solway with a win. You know, we don't do it very often. You know, they are a good team. We knew what we were coming up against. And, you know, I think if we'd have stuck to our system the way we should be playing for the full 60 minutes, I think the score would have been a lot greater. But I'll take a one-goal win in overtime.
Well, as you say, we did seem to start off quite slow. It took us a while to find our rhythm and found ourselves a couple of goals down in the first period.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, the first shift we came up flying. I think we hit the, I'm not sure if it was the post or the crossbar in the first shift. And then we just seemed to lose formation a bit, and we didn't stick to the systems that we've been training. You know, we keep going over systems and systems. But the problem is, if one man lets you down, the full system doesn't work. We've all got to buy into this system. And it showed at points tonight where the system broke down and they were just overruling us. We went back to the system, we picked the game up and we took it to them.
Well, we got that goal back early in the second, and then they scored straight away. It put us back on the back foot. But credit to the lads, they fought right back. And actually, from 3-1, actually, we were probably the only team in it.
Yes, but being negative on that, we've done it too many times last season where we go and score a goal and the next shift we let teams come back. We sort of like relax, oh yeah, we've scored, and then we relax too much and the other team come back down and score straight away on us. We can't afford to be doing that in this league. Once we get that goal, we've got to put the foot down and we've got to start punishing teams.
So we levelled it up in the end. We got back to 3-3 in the third there. And again, we allowed Solway to come back, get the noses back in front. But great character shown from the lads to tie it up at just with less than a minute to go on the clock.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, we've got a great bond in the changing room at the moment. The atmosphere is different. And you don't know about it, but past seasons we were dead and buried then. But the lads showed how strong they are this season. You know, we've been doing a lot of fitness work. On a Wednesday night, we're putting this into practice, and it's going to start helping us out in the third period where we are trailing a goal or something like that. We have got the legs to push forward.
Well, we were missing some key players tonight as well, so that kind of probably messed up with your original plans for formations at the start of the game. But again, it didn't seem to faze the lads too much.
It didn't. But again, if you look at the players we're missing, Mossy, a quality forward, Cal Davies, the engine room of the team, and Finney, a massive missing D. So if you had them three into the equation, you know, it's a big part of the team. But the lads all stepped up. You know, Alex Preston came in. We had to change the lines around, put Ethan Hare up on first, and they all took the chance and they all played well.
Well, tomorrow we've got some of those guys back. We've got another trip on the road. We're down at Nottingham in the league. Nottingham obviously not doing too great in the league at the moment, but taking nothing for granted, and we've got to go down there and get the points.
Nothing for granted. We need the points. We want to better our position from last year. You know what we've got in plan. Me and Tom, we keep talking about it every day, and it's a building block. And this season's going to be a building block from where we were last season. Then next season we're going to be even stronger. But like you say, we don't take no tape for granted. We have to go and work for the 2 points. They won't give us them.
Right, well, it's been a real pleasure to watch the boys working so hard tonight, and hopefully more of the same tomorrow.
Fingers crossed.
So a couple points safely in the bag. The team reboarded the coach and headed to Nottingham on Sunday evening for a slightly earlier game, 5:30-ish. Face off at the NIC, and the Nottingham Lions were the opposition, and Bellingham coming out with a 6-2 win, a hat-trick from Michael Elder, 2 from Chris Sykes, the other goal a blast from Ben Davis, and 3 assists from Kevin Boyd, a pair of helpers as well from Cal Davies back in the lineup, James Moss as well back from his suspension, he picked up a couple of helpers as well. Mark Watson in net, 31 saves from 33 shots faced. 52 shots the other way on Alan Leavers. So a pretty dominant night on the scoreboard. But as we'll hear from coach Tom Brown, he wasn't completely satisfied with the performance, but the results are coming their way. So we'll hear from Tom Brown. And first, we'll hear from the Nottingham Lions coach, Matt Bradbury.
Post-game with Lions head coach Matt Bradbury, a 6-2 defeat here on your own ice. Another loss, but actually the third period performance, you're probably quite more upbeat than you were maybe at the end of the second?
Yeah, absolutely. We knew it was always going to be tough. We brought a lot of new faces in this season, and you know, it's going to take time to gel and time to work, and we've had a couple of players already come and go, and but ultimately it's not taking away the spirit in the room, and that's the most important thing at the moment, is getting that spirit a bit higher. Obviously coming in and playing Telford and Sheffield first games of the season, it's always tough, and we set ourselves a bit of a target. We let ourselves down a bit, to be fair, in Solihull. We should have competed a lot better in certain areas, but we've already changed our game plan and already changed the way when we started to play and set up. And if anything, there was a couple of mistakes in the first period that cost us, that we've been working on in training, but again, a couple of areas we just let ourselves down. But as the game went through, and it's always a tough 5-0 at the end of the second, but we set ourselves a target to try and win the period, and we were doing that quite convincingly. 2-0, we let ourselves down again at the end, a little bit of a sloppy goal towards the end, but it was a solid performance, and we're still, again, we've got four of our under-18s out there playing tonight solidly. We actually went out on the PP at one stage with four face cages, and they didn't let themselves down, so they're really working hard. Experienced players are stepping up, and it's just going to be a little bit of a gradual process this year, and it's a different set of team, and we're positive, and I think that's the thing, is we've got a tough journey next week against Solway. But everywhere we get ice, and that's how, again, they'll learn, they'll get better. You know, the result's not the bigger picture for us at the moment. It's the longevity and as the season progresses. So we're still in a good place, and we know it's going to be a tough season, but we'll get some smiles back on the faces after tonight's performance.
Well, the fixture secretary hasn't been the kindest to you. As you say, you've had some really tough games to open up your campaign, but as you say, the positivity is still there, and hopefully as the season goes on you begin to gel a bit more, then the results will come.
Absolutely, and we're still happy to play in this league, and we just got, if we look at the players that we've got, and they're not all regulars, if probably maybe even first and second liners, they're all second and third line grafters. You give us probably three players that can really gel and consistently put the puck in the back of the net and dominate in certain areas of the game, and we'd be probably looking to, we're looking probably a mid-table team maybe. But that's not going to happen. We work with what we've got, and we'll keep chipping away. We've still got a couple of players still to come in that haven't arrived yet, but one of the British guys has just come back from working abroad, and he's back in training this week on Thursday. And we've got our other overseas player, but very much our overseas players aren't standout players. What they are is they're just workhorses and grafters, and gelling nicely with the rest of the boys.
Well, tonight you've had a standout performance from your netminder. He's absorbed an awful lot tonight, and also just from the fans in the stands, Ruskin Hughes has had a really good game too.
Absolutely, and if we can get consistency with a few more, we're really pleased. Tonight is a good one for us. We reduced the goals against, and we worked hard as a team, and I think we can build on that.
Well, it's been really good to see you guys pick it up in the third, and it's definitely signs there that you're going to pick up towards the midpoint of the season. So good luck, and we'll speak to you again soon.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
The National Ice Centre in Nottingham, post-game on Sunday night with head coach Tom Brown. A win on the scoreboard, Tom, and a four-point weekend, but I think there's room for improvement. Is that the message you've had tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? It was a quick turnaround from last night. It was a tough game in Solway, and then to come back here a few hours later, you know what? We got the 2 points, but wasn't exactly how we wanted to come out and play today.
The way the game went, do you think it was when you went up 5-0? Was it a case of the guys kind of took their eye off and kind of stepped down in the gears a bit?
Yeah, I think 5-0, the guys got complacent. You know what? I think players start looking at point night at that point of the game, and they lose focus on what the objective is.
So it's a case of this week in training, it'll be
keep them going, whatever the systems are, they've got to work for the full 60 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? We're gonna take each game the same way. We're going to approach it the same way. And you know what? We're just going to keep, you know what, drilling into the guys that this is the way we're playing. And you know what? We want to get away from, you know what, stuff that's happened in seasons previous, right? So.
Yeah, and looking on the positive side, as we said at the top, 4-point weekend, the character win last night in Dumfries, coming from behind, taking the points in overtime, 4 points this weekend. The results are coming, and the results and the performances could still be improved. So that's a bright side, you could say.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know what? Last night was a great game. You know, it was end to end, and both teams, you know what, could have went either way. And the guys dug deep. We were short staffed last night. Yeah, and to come around, you know what, to jump back on a bus, you know, hours later getting off of it, you know what, to come down here and steal 2 more points, you know what, it's, you can't fault the guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you still learning about the team and the league and the systems and things? Still, it's a learning process for yourself as well as the team?
Absolutely. You know what, you can never stop learning from this game. You will always learn something, no matter how small or how big it is, right? There's always room to learn in this game.
And we go again, 2 good training sessions this week, and then focus on the game next weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? We'll just take it day by day, and we'll go from there.
Well, appreciate our time. A good weekend, points wise, and we'll see you back at home next weekend.
Yeah, great. Thank you.
So the end of a successful road weekend, 2 wins from 2. And Billingham return home this coming Sunday, facing the Sutton Sting in league action. It's Sunday, 6:30, the usual face-off time at the Forum Ice Arena. Do hope you can join us for that one. We'll have more on Big Red Machine Radio as the season progresses, bringing you behind the scenes from your ultimate windows, Billingham Stars. But for now, thanks for listening. We'll see you soon.
Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends.